And I want us to look at time. So that's why I've chosen this little famous reading, really, isn't it? Ecclesiastes 3. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. We could do with some of that peace around the world at the moment, couldn't we, as well? So, let's look at time. Look at time, shall we? We're all affected by it. Everything we do is affected by time. Even the preacher has to keep his eye on the clock so that you can get back for your dinner. Time. None of us can get out of it. We're in this process of time, aren't we? A time when time began. You see, time hasn't always been around, has it? God is eternal. And up until God made the world, there wasn't time. Genesis 1, 3, we read, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Time began there upon this earth. A time when time will end. When God brings in the new heavens and the new earth, there in heaven there will be no time. It will be eternal bliss for those who love the Saviour to be with him forever and forever. Time. We read there in Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to be born. That's something we've all got in common. We've all had a mum and a dad. A time to be born. We have birthday cards, don't we? Oh, we make a lot of that day when we were born. Some of us, it was a long, 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 long time ago. Some of you, it wasn't long ago at all that you were born. Some of the richer people even have birthday presents. And some people even have birthday parties. Oh yeah, we make a lot of when we were born, don't we? But we don't like to remember the other one, do we? A time to die. We've all got to do it one day, unless the Lord comes back first. A time to die. I remember I was preaching outside the Bath Abbey, in the shopping precinct outside of the Bath Abbey, and a young man came along, denim jacket, denim jeans, sat down right in front of me, grinning up at me. And I don't think he was really taking my message all that seriously, but he was hearing it. I was certain of that. And suddenly, I mentioned death. He stood up, swearing at me, and he carried on swearing as he walked up through the crowd of people. And they were looking at him and looking at me, wondering what on earth I had said to him that had upset that poor little lad so much. And all I'd done was mentioned death. Yeah, we don't like talking about death, but we need to be ready for that day, don't we? A time to die, said the verses. Time seems to vary, doesn't it? Sometimes it goes so slow. Sometimes, sometimes so fast. Hey, when you booked up for the dentist and you got that ache in your tooth, or the doctor for some other problem, doesn't time drag? Even when you get to the dentist and you're waiting for him to or her to see you, time drags so slowly. And then when we're on holiday, a real enjoyable holiday, 2 weeks can go by so quickly. There it is. Time over. Time to pack up and we're going home again tomorrow. Have we really had 2 weeks here? It doesn't seem like it. Time passes so quickly. But it always stays the same. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Time doesn't move faster or slower, does it? Still the same old time going on. Mind you, it does seem to go faster the older we get, doesn't it? But I know you younger ones wouldn't know about that either. And we cannot get time back. Ever said, oh, if only I could have that day again, I wouldn't have done that. Or if only I could have that time back again, I wouldn't have done that. We can't get time back. That's why we need to be careful how we use time, don't we? A time to give account. In Acts 17, God has appointed a day on the which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to be the judge of us all one day. Every one of us has to stand and give an account of him to God. Romans 14 tells us that every one of us shall give account of himself to God. I have to stand before God one day, so have you, dear friends. And we can't give it away. I remember in Bridgewater, by their little witness there, some kids from school were coming home, and they stopped, read the text. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. But one girl changed it. She read this. Every one of us shall give account of, and she pointed to her friends and said, yourselves to God. What was that little girl doing? I suppose only about 10, 12, something like that. She was giving the verse away because she didn't like the thought. She had to stand in front of God. So she was giving it away to her friends. Oh, we can do that, can't we, with Scripture? Apply it to other people, but not me. But don't say that. Himself or herself to God. Let's remember we have to stand there and give account of ourselves to God one day. And because of this, because we have to give an account of ourselves to God, God has done something about it. A time when God acted. In Galatians 4, we read this. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. The time was right. In God's eyes, when Jesus came those 2,000 years ago. A time when God acted. God sent forth his Son from heaven down to this earth, knowing he was going to die upon that cross, knowing the agony he was going to have to go through. But God sent Jesus into this world. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Born of a woman, the Lord Jesus had to become a human being. But Joseph couldn't be the father. If he was, then Jesus would have been a sinner just like all of us. He had to remain perfect to be able to go to the cross and die on that cross for us. So he had to be born of a woman, born through Mary, to become a human, to be associated with us, to carry on and do that work for us, to redeem those who were under the law. That's us. We were guilty, condemned, and the Lord came to make a people for himself, to redeem a people. And when a person becomes a Christian, they can say, I'm redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. In Romans 5:6, when we were still without strength, in due time, the time was right, Christ died for the ungodly. The time was right for Jesus to come and die on that cross for us. The time when Jesus rose again from the dead. Third day, he rose again, never more to die. And he went back to heaven to do that work, to plead and intercede for us. And from heaven, he can be that Saviour that we all need to come and trust him and love him. God has everything needed. He now offers salvation. He's done everything for us. He sent his Son, he died, he rose, he's ascended. He's able to save to the uttermost, the Bible says. He now offers salvation. But I must trust him as my own Saviour. So many people, we hear them in the open air, they come up and talk to us. We're saved, and we're all right. You get talking. Well, Jesus has come. He's died on the cross for everybody. So we're all going to heaven, aren't we? Because Jesus has come and died. No. The only ones going to heaven are those who have trusted the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. If I haven't trusted Jesus, then I'm still on my way to hell. Only those who trust him are on their way to heaven. And when I trust him, we find something wonderful, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Oh, what a wonderful thing to know that we are a child of God. I've been adopted, born into God's family. To as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. I remember the joy back in, that was 1970, long, long time ago for some of you. But I remember the joy when, reading the Bible, it all started to make sense. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. I really am going to heaven. Nothing can stop that. I've been saved from hell. Jesus is my Saviour, and he's never going to leave me. Oh, the joy that brought in those early days as a Christian. It's a wonderful thing to know we're adopted by God, born of him into his family. A time to obey God. In 2 Corinthians 6, 2 we read, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know when we're going to pass into eternity. That's why the Bible says, now is the right time to make sure that Jesus is your Saviour. Oh, so many people put it off. I've talked to many a person who have said, I'm going to leave it till I'm on my deathbed. But the answer to that one is, you don't know when your deathbed is going to come. You might be walking along the road, shopping or something, and a chimney might fall off the roof on you, and bang, you'll be gone. We can't be guaranteed a deathbed experience, can we? That's why now is the accepted time. Now is the day when we need to get saved. And Hosea 10 says, "For it is time to seek the Lord, not tomorrow. Today is the time to seek the Lord." But if I'm a Christian, there's a time when I can find help. When's that time? Well, Psalm 56, and it says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." If you look in modern, more modern translations, it doesn't say what time. So that's why I've referred back to the AV. And there you've got, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Whenever, some translations put it. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Whenever I'm afraid, if I am a Christian, I can trust in him. Have you got a dentist appointment and you don't like it this week? Remember, whenever I'm afraid, I can trust in him. Got to see the doctor? Some other thing to do? Whatever the fear, we can trust in that all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God. Whenever I'm afraid, whatever time, I can trust in him. He said, "I won't leave you nor forsake you. I'm able to help you." What a God we have when we've become a Christian. And that lovely verse in Psalm 37:39, "But the salvation of the righteous," that's those who have become Christians, "but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble." Oh, what a wonderful, strengthening God we have. Times when we were weak, he's able to strengthen and help us in the time of trouble. We don't know what's going to happen this week. Perhaps we are going to see some trouble, some problem. Remember, God is there. "But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble." What a great God he is. Do you know him as your own Saviour? It is time to obey God. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Make sure this wonderful God is your God and you're walking with him and you know him as your Saviour. Have you ever got to the station and seen the train going out? Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Or the bus, you know. "It must be gone early. Oh no, I must have taken a bit too long walking to the station." And there it is, gone. Especially if it's the last train. I remember me and a friend had gone up to a missionary conference and we thought we'd walk around London at night. And we was enjoying London and we got back to Trafalgar Square and had to catch the underground back to the Oval. And it had gone. The last train had gone. And how do you get to the Oval? So we started walking south. And a taxi man came by, so put our hand up. And how much would it cost us to get to the Oval? A bed and breakfast near the Oval area. And he said how much it would cost. And we said, "That's too much." And so we said, "We don't want your taxi." And he started swearing at us because he said already it's gone up so much on the meter. I said, "Well, that's your fault. You shouldn't have started the meter till you made sure we were going to get in." And so we had to walk all the way back down to the Oval. We got there and I think it was about 6 o'clock, something like that. And we never had long to, before we got up again, to go back up to the missionary conference on the underground. But yeah, we can miss the train, can't we? The last train, and it's a problem then. Oh friend, don't leave it until it's too late. It's time to obey God. Time to trust the Saviour to make sure he is yours. Thank you.